VOA News. At least 6 people were killed, 13 wounded in 2 bombings in Somalia on Sunday. In the capital, an explosion killed 4 people. A car bombing outside a coffee shop on the capital's busiest road, the car being driven by a suicide bomber. Earlier in the day, 2 people were killed, 4 wounded, after a suicide car bomb exploded near a military vehicle in Afgoya. All of the victims were government soldiers. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. NATO's mission in Afghanistan says 3 of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combat patrol on Sunday. The soldiers were from the Czech Republic. A strong earthquake struck the Indonesian tourist island of Lombok on Sunday, killing at least 82 people and shaking neighboring Bali 1 week after another quake on Lombok killed 16 people. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The latest quake, which triggered a brief tsunami warning, damaged buildings as far away as Denpasar on Bali, including a department store and the airport terminal, where ceiling panels were shaken loose. Videos showed screaming people running in panic from houses in a Bali neighbourhood and vehicles rocking. On Lombok, soldiers and other rescuers carried injured people on stretchers and carpets to an evacuation centre. The quake, recorded at magnitude 7.0 by the US Geological Survey, struck at a depth of 6 miles in the northern part of Lombok. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal on Sunday. It's the latest attempt to end the country's 5-year-long civil war, which has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. Multiple ceasefires have been signed in recent years, all of which have been violated within hours of being implemented. President Salva Kiir and former vice president and rebel opposition leader Riek Machar signed the agreement. This is VOA News. The heads of Greece's emergency services have been removed from office following the deadly wildfires near Athens that killed 91 people. The chiefs of the police and fire brigades have been replaced by their deputies. The changes on Sunday came a day after the public order minister was resigned. The death toll from the fire on July 23rd rose to at least 91. Nearly 40 people remain hospitalized, including 6 in critical condition. Farmers in eastern Australia say they're in the grip of the worst drought in memory. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Australia is a land well used to nature's extremes. It's the world's driest inhabited continent, but the resilience and ingenuity of its farming communities are being severely tested. Southeastern Australia is in the grip of a drought worse than many can remember. And 11-year-old schoolgirl Isabel says her farming family is struggling to cope as livestock prices fall and the cost of grain to feed animals goes up.
We've pretty much been running out of money every fortnight and there's no water, there's not really much feed.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised to do more to help those under intense financial pressure due to the drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Police in the Midwestern city of Chicago say at least 34 people were shot in the city in just 24 hours over the weekend. 5 of those victims died, including a 17-year-old girl. President Trump continued his attack on the media on Twitter Sunday, saying they purposely cause great division and distrust. They can also cause war. They are very dangerous and sick. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, was asked about the tweet on Face the Nation.
I don't believe journalists are the enemy of people. I think some journalists are enemy of the relevant.
Thank you.
And enemy of the news you can use.
Another Republican, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, was asked about the tweet on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's not my point of view. You know, I see the media, the press every day in the Capitol walking through to my office to the floor. Lots of questions, generally really good questions.
And John Bolton, the president's national security advisor, didn't seem to mind the harsh words from his boss.
This kind of adversary relationship is typical.
Bolton appeared on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Saudi Arabia said Sunday it is expelling the Canadian ambassador and has recalled its ambassador to Canada and is freezing ties, business ties, with the country over what it called interference in its internal affairs. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.